have a little demand, a special right, some right, but where there is no right, all right to one person, how it is possible that it is very such conception of the truth we cannot appreciate, we cannot honor, where the whimsical thing above all. But we must not forget that is perfect and good. Good. And also the example given to us for understanding. Put food into the stomach, not man, and the whole body will be fed. So obey the center, the whole will be obeyed, organic whole. Organic whole, and there is the center there. If we can have such consciousness, then we can feel that higher harmony is there. This has saved us a great deal. Put food into the stomach, whole body is fed. Put water into the root, whole tree is fed. Put your energy in the central bank, everything will be sustained. This principle helps us a great deal. The center is absolute good, and we all, recklessly we should try everything to put to the center. It will be adjusted. And if we did ourselves, then someone will get, someone who won't get. Not proper adjustment. But proper adjustment means to put whole energy to the center, then proper adjustment is possible. Otherwise not. So jagnathat karmanannattalukuyam karma. This is the demand of the organic whole, that every part must be faithful, wholesale to the center. And there is no law overruling that law. That is the broadest, widest law, that everything go to the center. No law can modify that, then that will be suicidal. That is law of law, all law of all law, put faithful to the central. And then other law may stay on it relatively, then be able to work something. And this is above all law, the most fundamental law, the absolute law, that all the parts must be faithful to the center in an organic whole. Absolute good. This is not unreasonable. This is the way why we should surrender to Him, and we shall get our best benefit, every one of us. The organic is in good health, then every atom of every part may be in good health. The whole organism is good health. That means including the welfare of all parts. Oh. Krishna. So, tattena kampaṁ susamikkhamāṁ. That's for the principle by which we shall try to be guided under all circumstances. That whatever coming to me under His sanction, under His eye, so it must, cannot but be good, it is perfect, only in perfection in me, and I shall spare all my energy to correct me, to do my quota duty. and in no time, and with the least energy and with least time, I shall find myself released from all troubles. That is the key of the advice of the Srimad Bhagavata. You are to be blamed, not else. All concerned, all in his part, he will be looking after that. You only look after yourself. He is all conscious, all alert to help you. The environment is not a dead one. A seer is there, just as a sun, tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Every action on that garden side, tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, sada pasyanti surya divivo chakshuratatam. Just as sun spread on our head, so that universal eye like sun is always alert over our head, looking whatever we are doing or not doing. Guardian sag, like a sun, Vishnu Parampad, thinking this you will approach any duty, to do any duty. So my guardian sag, you are vigilant, always vigilant over me, and seeing everything, whatever I am doing. And whatever coming to me, that is also there. His vigilant eye can see. So, I need not trouble myself for this environment, circumstance. So Krishna says, don't look after this environment. You do your duty. Whole concentration to your own attempt. And in the shortest time, you'll be relieved of this blood box and you will join the flow, universal flow of dancing and chanting, singing and rejoicing. It is there, Rilayan Pravesha. You will get admission in that plane, that flow. You will dance in that flow. Universal, that is bhakti. Ahituki apita, causeless and can never be stopped, irresistible, cannot be resisted. Ahituki apiti hata, which has no cause, no beginning and no, it can never be resisted. Such flow is going on. That is the lila of the Absolute. And you are all suffering from different separate interest plane, and the clash and the reaction and the good, bad, and the sorrow, pain, happiness, pleasure, all these things occurring. But there, all consciousness, all happiness, lila, Bhagavata lila. Self-forgetfulness, total. Not only self-forgetfulness, but whole goodwill of the Lord invited. We shall merge in the flow of the goodwill of the Lord. That is. All right. No more. Gaur Hari Bol. We shall try as much as we can. As much as possible. This our guardians say, do this. And according to our capacity, we shall try to do that. And so much benefit. We shall get as much as we shall be able to obey that instruction. Accept pardon. Smang Bhagavatam, Gita, Ved, Upanishad, they are helping me in that way. And so many agents also from appointed from there, they also come to help us wholesale. Different stages of separate conscious living, and they are trying to take us all and to throw us in that wholesome play, movement, Leela, Krishna Leela, everything is there. It is all but reflection. And originally everything is there, all types of services is there only in reality. And this is only perverted reflection. We won't lose anything. Yeah. Living this, this diverse, variegated appearance of the world, we should merge in some non-consciousness of what it is. It is something we shall lose our separate consciousness, our ego, then we won't be able to feel any pleasure and pain, no. Our real ego is there, and this is an enemy ego we are undergoing, enemy ego. A real ego is there. So all possible of experiences we can find there, and that is beautifully find there. Whole self, full-fledged theism. Full-fledged theism. Krishna consciousness means full-fledged theism. Consciousness, up to consciousness. More than that. So, all conception of necessity to help us to please us is really found there in its pure and desirable position. And this is only some shadow or some the black imitation we are in contact with. Full-fledged theism, Krishna contrast. Whereas infinite embraces the whole finite, comes down to welcome, to embrace the finite whole self. That is Vrindavan. Whole self, that is Vrindavan. So full-fledged teasing. One negligent part of the infinite, negligent part of finite, may find the bliss of embrace of the whole infinite. Not a corner is left out. Every sand, every creeper is well represented there, with personality, well represented. Here a particle of sand, sand many things, they are nowhere ignored. But there everything is well attended, no ignored. No interesting note of anything there. Full pleasure teeth. Vrindaranyam sapadaramanam pravishad gita kirti. When Krishna is entering the forest, Sukadev describes Vrindaranyam sapadaramanam. By the touch of the soul of Krishna, the sweet absolute, the art of Vrindavan, feeling the pleasure of the embracement of the sweet absolute, Sapadaramana, this concert, the sand, the art, feeling the pleasure of concerthood by the touch of the feet of Krishna, Sapadaramana. By the touch of his feet, the earth feels the pleasure of concerthood. Touch, Sapadarama. Abhishad Gita Kirti, glorified by the sons of the friend. he's entering the forest of Vrindavan, and the earth and the forest, everything, they are feeling great pleasure, very higher and closer sense experience to the happiest mood. The heart feeling the mood of the concert hall, Shapada Ramana. So Brahma, he told, how can you understand my Lord? I know something about my Lord Narayana, who is near to me, who has got my direct connection for my official duty. But you come within my circle and I can't understand you. What is this? He tried his best to test him by removing the cowboys and the cups also. Then when he found, I have removed there, but no harm, the Leela is completely going on. Oh, it's impossible. Even my interference could not affect anything in his will power. By his such a will power, he is conducting this Leela, that my interference could not affect in any way. I took something away, but no, it is, everything is there. Then Brahma came and the father. I could not understand. That as a human, a cowboy, you are that supreme most, that higher than Narayana, that principle is embodied in a cowboy. I could not understand so much. My Lord, now I am come to senses, please forgive me. How? What? A particle of our intelligence, how much it can measure. So Mahaprabhu cancer, don't try to apply your brain. It is not a unit for measurement in that plane. It is cancelled. Only try to measure it by feeling, by taste, or heart. And the brain will be your enemy. It will always this directive for measurement, to measurement, and that will disturb you in your progress. Leave it. And faith. You teeny soul, how much you can contain in your faith, what your faith is, how wide, broad, what can it catch within your faith, within its faith? You are a teeny soul, your faith is also teeny. How much it can go? And that is infinite, and you are very much afraid, I shall face something wrong. I shall believe wrongly, I will be deceived. But your teeny brain, your teeny heart, how much faith can contain? Only from analogy of the sky or the ocean, you may take to understand about infinite. What is that to infinite? Nothing. So faith, otherwise nothing can reach that plane, only faith. Only electric connection can reach the moon or the sun. And, not this hand and not your bamboo stick. If you want to connect with moon or sun, then such medium is necessary. So to go to connect with the highest, your faith only, that is the most spacious, and that is also very meager in consideration with the high thing that you like to connect, the cause of all causes. Yadu was where from everything coming, where everything is entering, and what that all comprehensive, all permeating, all controlling, all attracting, all feeling. Everything is all right, only I am to correct you, to adjust to conclusion. To adjust, try to adjust yourself, everything is all right. You are not to interfere with any outside management. He is there. Leave everything to him and conduct you. Guide yourself. That will be. Go to him. Die. Go. In his house and in many other places. At that time, Tapasri Maharaj took me to Swami Maharaj's Abhay Charan. He was under Kartik Bose and the PCR. The Bengal Chemical Company, an agent of them. He was selling the medicine prepared in India, Calcutta. As an agent, he was selling there. Father Goldman, he was also there. And Bhagavad class was arranged in the house of his roof. The roof of his house. And his father, Goldman, he came in the line of the Sharia. Goswami, Jati Goswami Shishya. So in the beginning, he could not take us in a very good gesture. But after hearing the Bhagavad explanation, he was very much impressed and very smilingly and sometimes laughingly mixed with us and take prasadam. We cooked there and offered bhogam and then distribution of prasadam on the roof, and then we all took together. I was in white dress at that time. That was the connection of Swami Maharaj with Gaudiya Math. And he told at that time, once he saw Guru Maharaj in Ultodingi Junction Road, rented house mat, with one of his friends, with them perhaps Naren Mallik also. And he, hearing our Guru Maharaj, he had his remark to his friend that after such a long time, the Mahaprabhu's preaching has come to a proper man. And he hoped that the thing will be really pushed to the educated section of the world. Petrol. So far stopped there. Then Tapasri Maharaj used to visit him now and then. Then after about perhaps 33, when after circumambulation of Vrindavan, Vrajamandal for a month, we all came back to Allahabad. At that time there was arrangement with the governor to lay the foundation of the lecture hall of Rupa Gauriya Math in a newly acquired place, where it is found now, the junction of Canning Street and this high road. At that time, Swami Maharaj came closer and he took initiation from Guru Maharaj. Then I was a sannyasi, 33. 1930, perhaps last part of September, I got sannyas. And in 33, I was a sannyasi then. Then, after I had to meet some gentlemen who were very much displeased and angry with Gauriya Math for his invitation of the governor to lay the foundation, because that time the national movement that he headed by Gandhi was in extreme condition, and the repression was going on from the side of the government towards the general public. So high tension, and at that time religious moral support to governor, that was looked very angrily. Then I had to meet many stalwarts of the place and to try to understand, make them understand that this is about politics. This is all the world embracing all people, even all creation for this Krishna consciousness. And this should not be seen with the political angle of vision. That would be to disregard and to see it from lower level. I succeeded. I could convince the president of the Bengali Association, one judge, Bengali judge. He appreciated me and he gave the circular for the public, and then the condition of the mat was better. Then I was again perhaps went to Madras. From there I was taken back, called back to Bombay Mat. Just after the departure of the first party headed by Bon Maharaj to England, the Mat was established, and myself and the Bhagri Brahmacharya and Madhav Maharaj both were left there in charge. So, maintain the mat, to push the preaching of Mahaprabhu there. Then I found that Swami Maharaj was also there. He has left his Calcutta in Allahabad campaign, and independently he has started his business in Bombay. With family he is living there. Then we came in connection. After some time, Bon Maharaj with two German gentlemen came back, and also we met them, received them. I went to the ship to receive them, and they lived there for some time on the way to Calcutta Mat. Swami Maharaj was also there, and Bon Maharaj was seen in a disfigured way, dressed not as a sannyasi, was something else. So I gave objection, and Padma Maharaj also tried to support him. There was a hot discussion, and Padma Maharaj could not answer all my questions. Became silent, and Swami Maharaj told, here, Europe is defeated by Asia in that meeting. Then we came to Calcutta, and Padma Maharaj was giving reception here. Then again, I had to go to here and there. Swami Maharaj went there. Again, I was in Bombay. Swami Maharaj was there at that time. We had much connection. After that, Prabhupada disappeared, and there was a crisis within the mat. By that time, Swami Maharaj withdrew from Bombay to Calcutta. There in near Bagbajar Mott, Sitakanta Banerjee Lane or something. And anyhow, our men, that Ashram Maharaj and Nishingananda, he secured a rented quarter just by the side of Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj in this two-storied building for us, two or three-storied, and this adjacent building, two-storied, and the below Swami Maharaj's, he was a medicine preparing place. What is that?
Laboratory.
Huh?
Laboratory. Laboratory. Laboratory?
Laboratory.
Yeah.
Or four rooms of second floor, first floor, we occupied and lived for a long time there. At that time, Swami Maharaj and myself had close connection. That Back to Godhead was published from there. I published Prabhanna Jivanamrita from there. Vijayan Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu passed from there. Swami Maharaj was Back to Godhead, and the Gita translation he began there. And he used to, he had all through some preaching enthusiasm. Every now and then he was going on in a business life that was only a background. But his real life was how to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu. In the midst of the business life, sometimes he used to come to me with proposal, we must go and catch Gandhi, catch Jawaharlal, why they are using their energy in such a way, they must come under the flag of Mahaprabhu and help us to carry the teachings of Mahaprabhu to the world. This is the only good work we can do, all these things. Very, very much enthusiastic in this, and began that Back to Godhead there. Then, and going on with his business in a secondary way. That time his eldest son, he lost his temper, his brain, and went away. But he was not seen very affected by that. Then at that time I was independent. I am a mat here, and I was once centered by his side at Calcutta. Only two places I go and live. At that time I was a mediator in the quarrel of our mat management, and effected a compromise between the two parties. After that, Swami Maharaj suddenly came to me one day and proposed that I want sannyas. I thought that he is failure in business, total failure perhaps has puzzled him. So I thought that you stay for some time the living association of the family life, and what they come to you, and what is the final effect. After that, you will take sannyas. But he was not satisfied with that. He went ahead, and then I heard that he wrote a letter from Allahabad. For a few days, perhaps he stayed there alone, nearby Allahabad Mutt. He stayed for some days alone there, and he wrote a letter to his postcard. Very impressive. They are disgusted with human society. I am enjoying here the talk of the birds. I appreciate very much in the early morning the birds, they are talking. They are in the as if they are making praise to the Almighty, all these things. But the human society, I am very much disgusted with. Then we went to Mathura and took sannyas from Keshav Maharaj. And he was already acquainted with the business class men, business. So easily he collected some fund and he stayed in Radha Damodar, constructing perhaps a room. I have not seen. After that time I did not visit Vrindavan. I am told he has constructed a room within the compound of Radha Damodar of Jiv Goswami Prabhu. And there he began his Bhagavat translation. So far I knew. Then suddenly I heard that he has proposed to go to the foreign country to preach. When we were in Bombay, Prabhupada was talking to us, encouraging about foreign propaganda of Mahaprabhu's name. He was there also. Prabhupada told that you all prepared, you would have to go to the foreign for propaganda of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Swami Maharaj was present there, and he also took it that Prabhupada has ordered him also. You will have all to go to the foreign country to preach the teachings of Mahaprabhu. Be ready for that. And he took it as in a responsible way, and he made arrangement. I heard from some lady, Murarji. Murarji.
Sumati.
Sumati Murarji. Murarji.
Yeah.
And went to. And afterwards, I have that book. It has touched my heart very much. The description of his journey towards America and the beginning of his propaganda there. In a very touching way he has represented. And then, of course, he came again with Achyutananda, Saint Achyutananda and Ramanuj boy here. And after some time he came himself and he took his... Before that he wrote letters, several letters to Govinda Maharaj and them, and then came himself. I made some arrangement for civic address here and also meetings. such a great service he has done for the mission. It must be appreciated. And Vachchutananda and Ramanuji was here. Then gradually Vachchutananda, he wanted to do some service. I could trust that and requested Madhav Maharaj to accommodate him in his mat, Calcutta, and asked Vachchutananda, Calcutta is your proper field. English-knowing gentleman you will find there, and he will try to start a mart with the permission of Swami Maharaj on the other side where it is located, between Damodar Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj. That land will be very much suitable for your mart. Try to acquire some. And Madhav Maharaj, by my request, he gave, accommodated him there, and he began to meet many educated persons, and he was successful to secure a gentleman who came to purchase the plot for him. By that time, I am told that Jai Pataka Maharaj also came here and helped him in that way. In the beginning, they are living with Damodar Maharaj. There are many tales. Then gradually in that place was secured and a center began. Swami Maharaj also came. Construction began. He invited me several times to there. Svabhananda, Jai Pataka, Vachchutananda, they used to come here always and to get some instruction. In the meantime, Vachchutananda, hearing from me some question, he wrote an article in Back to Godhead, published from America. That is that, some article that was very much appreciated, they say. Then, there also the foundation was led. Swami Maharaj took me there, and the installation of the deity also, I was taken there. Many was many meetings Paramahansa Maharaj, Sudas Babaji, and many others, they also went with me there. And in this way, the mat group and coming, going. Hare Krishna. And he advised them wherever necessary to come to consult with me and go on with what. And showed much respect to me as senior God brother. And also he thought that he has got to consult me about some ontological and formal affairs. Has accepted me as his real friend, and even more position he gave me in his letters. The Prabhupada is not here, Guru Maharaj, and whom should I consult in time of need but you? This way much respect he has shown to me. Now you know what is the present position. Anyhow, what Swami Maharaj did, or what Mahaprabhu did, Guru Maharaj did through him, there is a tremendous successful in the spiritual campaign in Mahaprabhu's line. We have especially eliminating all conception of the high theological realization, come to the contribution of Bhagavatam to be the highest conception of the season, and